It's time for First Thoughts, best 5 minutes of the day. I've already braved the cold, started the car. It was like starting a freezer and on wheels. And I'm at this end. Jason Kanz back home at the home office in Eau Claire. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm still in the warm.
Yeah, so nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
I actually had to. My truck wouldn't start yesterday morning.
Really? You were concerned about that.
I took the van to work yesterday. And so I crossed something off my bucket list yesterday. I changed a battery in sub-zero temperatures. So
wow.
That's a new one for me.
That was on your bucket list?
No, probably not. But it is something I have not done before.
Wow, in sub-zero. Wow, so you did that after work or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes up for that makes up for Heather having cleared the snow the other day, I guess.
Right. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Except she would point out that it was my truck, not her vehicle. So.
yeah, I think I better play that marriage song coming up here. But, so I'm going to dare say something. Well, no, I don't know if I would. So it's the second impeachment trial today.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, I'm kind of torn on that. I kind of commented a little bit as I was giving some of the Real Clear Politic headlines. Because, I mean, it seems like the Constitution, to me, it's hard to see where you have an impeachment of somebody who's not in office because, like, the big penalty, I know it could be, if he somehow was convicted, that he couldn't run for office again, which
right.
The Democrats and probably some Republicans would want. On the other end, it's like that he is supposed to removing the individual from office and he's not in the office.
Right. Yeah, you know, I think we've seen a lot of, or seemingly seen a lot of unprecedented things in the last several years. And I think you and I had talked about that previously on what's constitutionally appropriate.
Right, and, off air. And I think we both feel like it's not. And yet at the same time, even adding to that is the Constitution calls for a Supreme Court justice, if not the chief, to be presiding, and it's going to be Patrick Leahy, a longtime Democratic senator. So that just, I mean, I guess the word, I mean, that to me is like, how can you call this legit then?
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's going to be people who are angry regardless of what transpires today.
Yeah.
And I think just, you know, praying for wisdom, you know, which seems to be jettisoned or have been jettisoned for a long time.
Everything's not on one side or the other. I mean, here's a headline.
Right.
Growing evidence shows the Capitol attack was pre-planned. So now is that something that is against the inciting of it by the president? Because then people say, well, he could have and should have been involved sooner. I think what America needs is one of the devotions from Notes from the Upper Room from John 15. How about serving one of those up with breakfast this morning?
Sure, you bet. We are at John 15:16, and the verse says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide. So whatever you ask in my Father's name, he may give it to you." And what I wrote was, it is common to hear people say that they have made a decision for Christ, implying that they have decided to become a Christian. Though deciding for Christ is true on one level, the deeper truth is that Jesus made a decision for us, calling us his friends. He invites us to join him on his mission, living the kingdom life. He wants us to practice life and peace, spreading the message of shalom to a world mired in conflict and unrest. I think of the animals that the white witch turned to stone and the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe. They became lifeless shells of who they once were, but once King Aslan arrived, he breathed life into them and then brought them along with him on his redemptive mission. We too have received the breath of life from our friend, King Jesus. He beckons us to join him on his fruit-bearing mission by becoming love as his ambassadors. That seems to fit, actually, pretty well with what we were just talking about.
Well, we are frozen, and this is the winter of that. But, yeah, I think that the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe movie, when they were going to make, I think, a movie of all seven of those and got about three of them in, right? Three or four in. But
right.
That first one was great. The first one was great, and then there was some fall off after that. So,
yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of the second one. I did like the third one pretty well. But,
okay.
The Caspian movie. But yeah, I think for me, it's how do we become people of shalom in a world of conflict and unrest? And I think it's trying to stay centered on the person of Jesus and continually coming back to that.
And I love kind of the idea, too, there. I mean, we say, you know, I found the Lord, but, I mean, thank God he found us, right?
So. Right, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yep. And, all right, well, hey, have a great day. You got a new battery in your car, so you're in your truck, so you're good to go there. So
hopefully it'll start.
All right, it will. I'm confident. Thank you, Jason. All right, so who has the very best pizza? I got to say, I've actually worked for a couple of these. I've worked for Domino's. I've worked for Papa John's. And I was telling you about the Super Bowl. I remember delivering for the Broncos Giants Super Bowl. That was back in the 80s, Caleb.
A little ways back, yeah.
But Super Bowl Sunday is a big, you know, this is 2 days after Super Bowl Sunday, having the pizza day today. I mentioned Papa John's was one, but we're getting some other comments from our listeners as well, right?
Yeah, and so again, maybe it's a chain that you like the best, or maybe it's a great local place. We heard Ted's Pizza, that's in Menominee. Cliff from Spooner weighing in on that one. We heard about Martino's and Stanley on the WIB Facebook page. And I think there was one more. Oh, yeah, Shelly from Shatek said Caddyshack Pizza, right? Mm-hmm. And that's Shatek. And I think they actually have a couple other locations. I think they're opening one in Rice Lake or just did. So
okay. I had not heard about that. So it is kind of fun. We had Sammy's mentioned earlier by a listener as well.
Yep.
At 715-396-1670. And I've appreciated their support of WWIB a number of times in the past. And
a lot of this goes down to, like, what do you like in a pizza? Are you a thin crust type of a pizza? Are you a thick crust or you're a stuffed crust?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you have on your pizza? Michelle was mentioning yesterday, oh, now she's going to kill me because I can't remember what it was called. But it was in Colfax, and she said they have, I think it's called, like, a garbage can pizza, like, kind of everything on it.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what it was called, but it was in Colfax. So someone from Colfax helped me out. But she was like, no, that is the best pizza that you can find. So everybody has their favorite style of pizza. What do you rep from your hometown?
What about you personally?
Man, that's tough. I'm going to have to think about it a little bit more. I remember Kids Corner Pizza and Rice Lake growing up. And I also remember the old style Little Caesars pizza back when they had, it was like true Detroit style pizza way back in the day. I remember that very, very fondly. Sherry from Whitehall just says Sweet Temptations in Whitehall has the best pizza.
My wife's quick answer was, she said, oh, it's hard to beat the Pizza Hut with the cheese in the crust.
Stuffed crust stuffed is fantastic. Crust. I've always loved stuffed crust.
Yeah.
Too.
And I was, hey, shout out. We got to see if we can get Matzo Matt on today.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be repping this.
Yeah, you talk about frozen pizzas.
Thank you, Jan. Little Italy, it's called in Colfax. Little Italy.
Right.
Thank you, Jan.
So a lot of great places. It's fun. Again, you've got the establishments, the ones that are national. I mentioned Fill-In Station in Chippewa Falls. They have a great pizza.
How did
pizzas.
I forget that?
Yeah, they're fantastic. Well, right in your city, man.
What you're in the world?
You're always
I am
there.
Sorry, Fill-In Station, because we've had your pizza several times during this as we were trying to support local more. And, their cheese curds are bomb, and their pizza is phenomenal.
Absolutely.
They have a Hog Heaven pizza. It's great.
This is a perfect song coming out of this, because what about the rising crust? Yes, the rise. Danny Gokey, WWI. It is pizza day, and we're asking you who serves the best za in the area and getting all sorts of answers, Caleb.
How have we not heard from Matt Selvig yet?
I don't know. I mean,
is he still sleeping?
Matza Matt, I think I've got his number in myself. I can track him down.
I mean,
morning.
Really, we do need to have him state his case.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be seeing him next month. But yeah, I'm sure he would have a case to make for all the different Bellateria and lots of matza brands.
The Bernatello's, yeah. Cliff and Spooner had said Ted's and specifically said thin crust sausage and pepperoni because you've been asking folks what kind. And he says, shout out to fellow Menominee alum Jim Ganakis, Ted's owner, third generation, he says.
Yeah, and then we had Sherry from Whitehall. She said Sweet Temptations, Whitehall, her usual order, Meat Lovers. Also, she said, hey, it has nothing to do with pizza, but on the calendar, only 38 short days until spring after hearing our weather forecast.
Thank you for that. Dave at National Pond says Frankie's Pizza, hands down. Hayward location is great, and the trek to the Ashland location is worth it, but if in Ashland, have Frankie's for lunch and Hugo's for supper. So he knows about where to eat there.
Michelle from Boyd weighed in, and she said Lake Country Pizza in Turtle Lake. We asked her, what's your usual order? She says, meat lovers, supreme, and cheese bread. Really hungry. That sounds so good.
Our own Dave Stasek, joking, I'm calling him Dave the Greek, the way he correctly picked the Super Bowl as Tampa Bay. I'll be turning to him for football picks in 2021. He says, no place like Sammy's in Eau Claire likes the Sammy's special.
That's our second vote for Sammy's, and a great WIB advertiser. Yeah. Jean from Cadott said, Martino's in Stanley has the very best pizza in the WIB listing area. She says, get the Sicilian Garden pizza.
And finally, the best pizza in the La Crosse area from Pizza Hut says Michael in La Crosse. He likes the large supreme three topping with cheese in the crust.
Gotta go stuffed crust.
You know, a lot of times we go, and this we wrestled with whether to do it, the question about the Hawaiian pizza question. Do you like pineapple on pizza or not? We didn't go that direction today. I'm sure we will in the future. My wife and I frequently get that one.
It is good. I mean, it wouldn't be my first choice, but I'll eat it. I mean, I'm never going to turn down free pizza.
You know, and
if there's something you don't like, pick it off.
If it's done, I like, you know, sausage, mushroom, that kind of stuff. Stay away from the anchovies. But I think also I like a if you get a good barbecue chicken pizza, don't
that's
do too
good
much,
as well.
Not too much barbecue sauce, but if you do it right, oh, yeah.
It's very hard for me to find pizza that I do not like.
I got to say, Toppers has a really good barbecue chicken.
They've got a lot of different varieties. And the Topper steaks.
That's for sure. Mercy Me, their very latest, Say I Won't, on the WIB Wake Up Show on Pizza Day, asking you and getting some great responses this morning. Who serves up the best pizza? Thanks to Mark. Great to have him back in the Chippewa Valley. He says, nobody makes better pizza than my wife's homemade pizza. All right, Mark, hear you on that one. Thank you for texting me that answer this morning here at WWIB. So hearing also from Cliff in Spooner, who talks about Pioneer on Long Lake had been our go-to up there. And he says Black Bear Pub in Stone Lake recently closed, unfortunately due to COVID restrictions, had the best thin crust stone oven pizza and garlic chicken nachos. Have you had stone oven pizza?
I believe I have, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I remember we had a promotion back at Goodies, you remember them? They were on
County
Highway X in Lake Wissota, and we actually had a gentleman come there and make pizza by donation with a little mobile, again, like a brick or stone oven, kind of a mobile service for pizza, and that was phenomenal.
Radio has its pluses, doesn't it?
I know, right? So that was a great fundraiser, great battle of the bands that we had out there, too. So
I remember that. Yeah,
you never know what we might be cooking up. But
a lot of different promotions.
Literally and figuratively, I guess.
Absolutely. There you go.
Well, we've been asking this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show, where can we find the best pizza in the area? Western and Central Wisconsin, what's your favorite? We heard from Andy from Almena, and he says, yeah, my favorite hot stuff pizza at the Holiday Station there locally in Almena. Heard from Jeffrey from Wausau. We were saying, hey, we want to hear from the 94.3 area. He said two. He said Angelo's, and he likes to get a three topping there with sausage, green olives, and onion. And also the Wausau Mine Company. He said the house special sausage, pepperoni, onions, green peppers with mango cheese. So, yeah, he said come to Wausau. We'll go out. Might just have to take you up on that, Jeffrey. Also heard from the 94.3 area. Let me see if I'm saying this right. This is from Dave and Sue. Papillion's Pizza in Rothschild. Am I saying that right? They say that's the best pizza in the Wausau area, but Wausau Mine Company, a close second. We also heard another vote here this morning for Caddyshack Pizza in Chautauqua, and I think they might have a couple other locations in the area as well, too. So thank you so much, everybody, weighing in this morning.
WIB, a couple minutes before 8 o'clock, 3 below, and Matzah Matt is warm today on Pizza Day from Bernatello's. Good morning.
Morning, Halva. How are you?
Just fine. Caleb and I here checking in with you. Tell us who serves up the best pizza in the area.
And you're not partial or anything.
Oh, man, no partiality here at all. But I'm going to have to go with this pizza. It's called Brew Pub Lots of Matzah Pizza. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I've had it just like maybe twice. And it is, it's delicious. You know, the cheese is of high quality. It's from what I hear, there's over a half a pound of award-winning mozzarella
I've
cheese on there. The
rumor
toppings
too.
Are great. And the crust is fantastic.
I think the varieties, there's so many choices, yeah. Right?
Mac Attack, Taco Grande. There's this new one called the Buffalo Chicken, which is a little spicy. It's got some blue cheese crumbles on there. It is lights out, you guys.
And for our keto friends who are like, I can't do the crust, what you got an answer for that even?
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited. We're going to be showing you guys come March for Hope and Hoops. We're going to be showing you our new sweet potato crust line that we've got in Bellateria, and also a cauliflower crust. So we're going to bring those in. You guys can sample those, and those are, just a little bit more along the healthier lines for people that are, like, gluten-free and stuff like that.
Why are there not any here for Pizza Day?
I know. I totally dropped the ball.
Honest question,
Caleb,
Matt, did you know it was Pizza Day?
Did I know it was Pizza Day? Yes, yes, I did.
Okay, good.
All right. Hey, thank you, buddy. Thanks. We'll talk to you. We'll see you in March.
All right. Thanks, Albo. Thanks,
Caleb. Here we go. Matzah Matt here this morning, WWIB. All right, more answers to the pizza question and somebody saying from your hometown, Drags in Rice Lake. So there you
Yes, there you go. Mm-hmm. Lindsay and I went there. Well, that's been a while since we went there on a date, too, but it was a good time.
You need to get back. All right. Well, picking up one of the Super Bowl commercials, it seemed like it was kind of late in the game, this particular ad.
Hey, you have to wash Jason Alexander hoodie.
It looks clean to me.
Is it, though?
This is funny. His dog slobber on his sweatshirt.
And it's just like all the different ways that this favorite Jason Alexander hoodie, who, of course, Jason Alexander, George Costanza from Seinfeld, all the different ways that it gets dirty and you don't realize it.
And it's massive and it's large and you have a chance to win your own only large Jason Alexander sweatshirt from Tide. And we're going to tell you where you can register. You need to do it by Wednesday.
So it's this big hoodie that, again, is flesh-colored hoodie, and it's Jason Alexander's face and all across your torso.
If you enter to win, I mean, you are going to definitely get looks, you know?
Oh, for sure.
They say it's dirtier than it looks. Here we go. The clothes.
Hey, that's my face. You can't just wear my face.
My mom told me to say I'm sorry.
Give me back my face.
You can get Jason Alexander's face on a hoodie if you so choose.
Yeah,
you can
enter. Oh, it's funny stuff. It just takes you back to Seinfeld.
Well, I know, and that's the thing. There's so many other lines being triggered in my head right now.
But, yes, and the good thing is Tide is collecting donations for Matthew 25 Ministries and Feeding America.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like this.
And we'll give away 100 of these iconic hooded sweatshirts featured in the ad you just heard. Hoodies only come in the large, as I said, and the contest period open until midnight Eastern on Wednesday night. So you procrastinators, don't wait till after 11 Central Time. It's too late. Visit charityhoodie.tide.com. That's charityhoodie.tide.com for more information.
All right, there you go. So again, Feeding America, Matthew 25 Ministries being benefited by this little social media giveaway, a quirky little thing from Tide. I like it. It's fun.
All right, so coming up later in the next half hour, we're going to have a guest on about the Greece trip, right?
Yeah, so we have our own Rod Larson, Rod and Lil Larson. Again, it got pushed back from last fall to this fall, late September, going on a three-night cruise, seeing Greece, Turkey, walking in the footsteps of the Apostle Paul. So we'll talk with David from world-renowned Colette Tours and also the man himself, the Silver Fox, Rod Larson, joining us in studio as well.
All right, very good.
Well, we are joined by the Silver Fox himself, Mr. Rod Larson, live in studio this morning. Also on the line with us, David Semerod from world-renowned Colette Tours. David and Rod, good morning to both of you.
Well, good morning.
And hello, we'll grab David here as well, joining us by phone. Good morning, David.
How are you doing today?
We're doing well. It's really cold. I mean, so again, we're doing well in Christ. We're doing great, better than we deserve, but it's really cold. It's really cold.
Well, it was about 10 degrees warmer here in Minnesota today than it was yesterday, so I'm not complaining.
There you go.
Well, if you're in Minnesota, you know what this is all about.
Yes. Yeah. Born and raised, and just happy to have a clear and beautiful day here.
Well, we got to look at the positive, you know, even though we'd rather be somewhere warm. We got to think this. We're with wonderful people in Wisconsin that are used to this kind of thing, and so we'll make it.
Truly. And when you have something to look forward to like Greece, I think that makes it a little easier, too.
And that's the perfect segue here because, David, again, WWIB is partnering with Colette Tours. Again, well over a century of service. You keep travelers safe. You bring them to the best locations anywhere in the world. And you're partnering with us, and Rod and his lovely wife, Lil, are going to be helping guide this tour to Greece in late September. And it sure is going to be a lot warmer than here. I think we can say that with certainty.
Absolutely.
Give us a little whet our appetite for Greece, David.
Absolutely. So this is a faith-based tour that will explore in the footsteps of the Apostle Paul. So not only is Greece an amazing destination in regards to ancient history, philosophy, religion, architecture, the food is fantastic, the wine is brilliant, but you literally get to walk in the footsteps of one of the most influential people in Christian history and see exactly where he spoke in front of the Philippians when he was on Mars Hill in Athens, to go to a place like Kusadasi and visit one of the world's premier archaeological sites and just get an idea of what the ancient world was like as Christianity was just slowly being introduced to the European world. And this is an 11-day trip. There are 20 meals that are included, and the beautiful thing about it is besides having brought in his beautiful wife with us, you have a professional tour manager that will be with you every single step of the way to introduce you to the breadth of history and culture that you'll be experiencing along the way.
David, I'm wondering about the present time. Your people might think, well, that's September 22nd. That's a ways away. But there is an incentive to get on board, right?
Absolutely. We try to incentivize people to sign up for these trips, and this one is no different. So if you were to sign up today, there is what we call an air booking bonus that you'll be able to enjoy to make it a little sweeter. And with that being said, we also have a very, very generous cancellation policy. We fully understand that this is probably not the most ideal time to be talking about travel, but with the vaccinations being shared throughout the Midwest, we fully anticipate that this September departure will be going. The nice thing about it, too, is that it allows you, if you were to sign up today for this trip, you have well until June 1st to say, you know what, I don't feel comfortable doing this, and you get all of your money back, including your insurance.
And
then with our insurance, you have up until 24 hours prior to departure to cancel, and then you get all your money back minus the insurance. So we try to eliminate any of the concerns that you might have of traveling during a pandemic, and know that this will be going second or third and fourth quarter for this year look very positive for travel.
And David, again, you mentioned that. I mean, no one else has anything like what Colette offers in terms of up to 24 hours before you depart, getting back not a voucher, but a cash refund. What else sets Colette apart? One of the oldest tour companies in the world. And people are saying, why Colette? People are probably familiar with the name. You partner with Pat and Vanna, Wheel of Fortune. We've seen you on there, too. What makes Colette the best tour company in the world right now?
I would say that, first of all, it's that cancellation policy. We have set ourselves apart from most of the industry. We have, up to this point, refunded $150 million worth of deposits. And we say that proudly. We're doing the right thing here during a very difficult time for a lot of people. We understand that this is a tentative time for a lot of people out there. But it's exciting to think in the future about what can be, and we know that the interest is there. Traveling with Colette, we're truly a four and a half star operation, and I think we find ourselves in a perfect spot where we're not too expensive, where you can't afford us, but we will never be the least expensive, and we say that proudly because the hotels that we stay at are beautiful and centrally located, close to where you want to be. So, for instance, when you're visiting the monasteries at Meteora, you're right at the base of these gorgeous edifices out in the middle of the mountains, the Pintos Mountains, and you're right there. So when you're traveling, you want to be as close to everything that you want to see as possible, and Colette makes that possible. And again, we have some of the best tour managers in the industry who will be with you every step of the way to share with you all the history and the culture that you're experiencing while you're there.
David, there's a cruise attached to this too. Part of it is a cruise.
That is correct. I would argue that you can't go to Greece and truly experience Greece without getting on the Aegean and seeing it from the starboard side or from the deck and just enjoy the views. It also allows you to visit some islands that I think are some of the most beautiful in the world. So we will definitely be going to Mykonos, to Patmos, Santorini, and then Crete, of course. But this also allows us that day trip to Kushadasi, which is probably one of the most beautiful and must-see elements of this tour.
I think also we're down right to now, contact information, David. People want to find out, they can go to our website or how?
Yes, I believe the website and your 1-800 number that you have dedicated for this is probably the best way to get that information. And so feel free to give this phone number a call. It's 1-844-878-8321.
Do they say we're part of the WWIB tour then?
Excuse me?
Do they say we're part of the WWIB tour when they call?
That is a dedicated line just for your tour group, and all you have to refer to is the booking number, which is 991-599.
And again, in case anyone doesn't have that written down, it's all available via the Discover Greece banner at WWIB.com. And a quick final note as well, right now in Athens, Greece, it's 64 degrees. Right now here, it's 2 below. So
that's funny.
David, thank you for joining us this morning. And again, we're just hoping lots of folks at least look into this. Give you guys a call. There's no obligation, but look into this incredible Footsteps of the Apostle Paul tour, Discovering Greece, that 3-night cruise through the Greek islands. It is going to be a phenomenal time. Can't wait to hear what Rod and Lil experience, and we want to send so many of our WIB family along with. Thank you so much for joining us for a few minutes this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
That's David from Colette. And again, Rod, as we say adieu here, Colette, I mean, every aspect of working with them for, it's been a while now because this trip was supposed to happen last year, and they have just been one of the most honorable companies you ever could imagine, as the travel industry has been hit so hard by COVID. And you heard what David mentioned. They're proud of the fact that they gave back over $150 million. That would cripple most companies. But Colette has, they're a Dave Ramsey type of company because they're a debt-free company. And so they say, we're going to do what's right first. And we know that people are going to come back to us in time.
I feel very comfortable being with Colette, and glad that David is kind of our local rep here. So anything that I need to know, I can get in touch with him.
All right, and we'll be giving you more information in the coming weeks about a special travel presentation online, so you can see and hear more about this. But in the meantime, check out that Discover Greece banner at WWIB.com, and you could be walking in the footsteps of the Apostle Paul with our own Rod and Lil Larson.